This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
President Trump, if you think the drug companies are going to line up and beg you to make sure that they make less money, you're kidding yourself.
The Health Ranger Report.
Any talk about health care reform that doesn't sock it to the drug companies is a total joke.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
Profanity warning. This podcast does contain some functional profanity, not gratuitous profanity, by the way, just functional. It serves a purpose. Just giving you a heads up, because the topic here is the collapse of the era of bullshit. And we're in that collapse right now. We're watching it unfold, and CNN is the best example of this. CNN has been exposed as a complete bullshit rag. In just the last few days, we've had James O'Keefe of Project Veritas, who is one of the most courageous, amazing journalists of our era, by the way. The man deserves a medal from the president or something. He's doing amazing work. And he's putting his life at risk doing it, by the way. But he's exposed a couple of things. One, there was a CNN producer that they got caught on video, who was saying, yeah, this thing is all bullshit, the Russian collusion thing, it's all bullshit. We don't have any real hard facts on it. And all the people in CNN know it's complete bullshit, but that's their business model because ratings are awesome right now. And all that went out on video from Project Veritas just a few days ago. It's just astonishing to the public because a lot of people still think that CNN is a news organization, but it isn't. It's a fiction rag, and they know it. They're pushing out fake narratives because that's what gets viewers, and that's what's bringing in the revenue money. They know the Russian collusion story is total fiction. They know it's all made up. They know their anonymous sources are total bullshit, but they're running it anyway because it's a business. And the people in CNN who are working there, they all know they're liars. They all know they're propagandists, but they're doing it for a paycheck. That's how evil they all are. It's not just the people at the top like Jeff Zucker. Is that his name? Jeff Zucker? Zucker, yeah. Jeff Zucker, and there's a Mark Zuckerberg. Both of those Zuckers are bad. but the employees at CNN know that they're engaged in evil. They know it's propaganda, and they're doing it anyway. Why? Because they're all leftists. And leftists have no desire to stick to the truth. It doesn't matter. To them, the ends always justify the means. They will lie and deceive and destroy. You know, they'll engage in corruption. They'll order people to be attacked or killed, murdered, executed, anything. It doesn't matter to these extreme leftists. And those are the people running CNN. But that was just one example. Then the next day or a couple days later, James O'Keefe also released another video showing Van Jones. Van Jones, the CNN journalist who's on camera talking about, I don't know how we're going to explain this to our children, how the Russians stole the election and all this. But then in a video of him outside the CNN building standing on the street corner, he says, ah, it's all a nothing burger. Nothing to it. It's a nothing burger. So the same guy that's on camera crying to the viewers about how democracy is being destroyed by the Russians, when you talk to him in person, he's like, yeah, it's all bullshit. And you know what? Look, Van Jones, like all the other journalists, if you can even call them that, on CNN, is a two-faced liar. He is a piece of crap deceiver. He betrays the ethics of journalism. He is a propagandist. And really, he's a crisis actor. He's acting. When he's on the CNN set, he is an actor. He is not telling the truth. He is not talking about what he really believes. He is not working in the interests of the country. He is pushing a fake news narrative for CNN in exchange for a paycheck. He is a prostitute of the fake news industry. That's what Van Jones is, and it's not just Van Jones. It's everybody at CNN, everybody at Washington Post, everybody at the New York Times. They're all prostitutes pushing fake news in exchange for money, and they all know it. That's what has really come out these last few days. These people know what they're doing. They know they're pushing fake news. They know they're fabricating fake anonymous sources. They know that they are inventing false quotes from these so-called anonymous sources. They know that they are meticulously assembling fictional stories for the sole purpose of trying to overthrow a democratically elected president. These so-called news organizations are traitors to you, traitors to the people, traitors to the voters, and they are engaged in acts of treason against this country. They are literally attempting what's sometimes called a soft coup, an overthrow attempt to overthrow our president, to overthrow the system of government, to overthrow the results of the Electoral College and the voters, the will of the voters. They are engaged in treasonous activities that are anti-America, and they don't care how many lies they have to publish. They don't care how many lives they have to destroy as long as they can achieve their goal of destroying President Trump. It's all worth it in their minds. And so they have gone all out. They have abandoned any last shred of ethics or truth or journalistic integrity in their quest to destroy Trump. And it has failed. It has failed. It is now, there's a backlash, a boomerang effect coming back on them now, where CNN, in their attempt to destroy Donald Trump, has actually destroyed their own credibility. The bullshit artists of CNN have been exposed for their bullshit. And the collapse of bullshit is now accelerating by the day. It's at the point now, if you watch CNN and believe anything that they report, then you are a fool, because they totally fabricate whatever they want. They use green screens. They use crisis actors. They've done this in the past. Even the Sandy Hook shooting, at which some children were actually shot, that part is real, but in order to augment that event, CNN would hire and roll out crisis actors to play the role of parents, of grieving parents, in order to augment the actual real events that took place. This is how CNN has been operating for decades. They are fake. I mean, just the fact that these videos are coming out now about CNN and how they're totally fake and their producers know it's all fake news. You got to go back and look at all of CNN's coverage of everything from Sandy Hook to President Obama to even 9/11. If CNN has a culture of fakery and deception, you have to go back and question everything that CNN has ever reported, because fake news has been the culture of CNN for as long as CNN has been in existence. The only reason that you didn't know about it until now is because for many decades, CNN and the other news networks had a monopoly on the narratives. There wasn't any real competition. There was nobody else to break down their lies. There was nobody running independent investigations. There wasn't the independent media as it exists today. You know, Project Veritas didn't exist in 2001 when 9/11 happened, for example. Heck, even my website, Natural News, did not exist in 2001. The independent media is now exposing all of the bullshit of the fake news, formerly mainstream media, and it is crumbling by the day. Their narratives are collapsing by the day. Tens of millions of people across America have already woken up to this, and they realize CNN is fake news. And you got to give credit to Donald Trump for a lot of this too, because he has stuck with that. Not only is CNN fake news, they are very fake news, according to Donald Trump, which is absolutely true. They are very fake news. They fake everything. They have no dedication to the truth. All they are is a propaganda bullshit factory. And that's what they're putting out every day, is just steaming piles of news bullshit that they pretend to be based in reality, when what we know, the American people know, is that CNN has been fake for as long as they've been in existence. So it's time to go back and start questioning everything that CNN has ever reported on. And it's time to realize that the collapse of bullshit is good for humanity. because now we're going to get to the truth on a lot of these issues. Now we're, maybe we're going to see Loretta Lynch go to jail. Maybe we're going to see Hillary Clinton get indicted. Maybe we're going to see former President Obama under oath, forced to answer some questions. I can even see a scenario where Obama is arrested for his betrayals and his traitorous activities that, well, there's a long history of those. I'll go into that in another podcast, of how he has tried to sabotage America and set us up for World War III. Did you know, for example, after Hillary lost the election, Obama secretly had cyber warfare attack packages installed in the infrastructure of Russia in order to start World War III that could be blamed on President Trump? There's so much more that you don't even know, like the Navy boat that slipped into the hands of the Iranians that was organized and orchestrated by Obama. The money laundering of $1.7 billion that was flown on a cargo plane into Iran so that they could build nuclear weapons, that was all orchestrated by Obama. In fact, that's not even a conspiracy theory. That's straight up news. He says that he admits it. He admits that America laundered that money, got cash, put it on a cargo plane, flew it into Iran in order to pay Iran. And then they claimed it was for some treaty from a couple of decades ago. Nonsense. It's to fund the nuclear capabilities of that terrorist state that wants to nuke Israel, among other countries. So the good news in all of this is that transparency is finally starting to kick in. We may see a lot of people go to jail from the Obama administration who are traitors. They are criminal, treasonous criminals who have worked to betray America at every opportunity. And we need to see some of those people put behind bars so that we can restore integrity to this country. So let's hope that this is the beginning of all of that. The collapse of bullshit could really work in our favor. When I say us, I mean we the people. So I apologize for the profanity. Again, it's functional, not gratuitous, but thank you for listening anyway. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, for HealthRangerReport.com.
Learn more at HealthRangerReport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.